Okay, here's a story that you probably did read correctly. Was Hitler gay? Was he gay? It's a new documentary that went out on cable channel Cinemax last night.
I just explored
all these facts on a new book called The Hidden Hitler by someone called Lothar Maktun.
Look, I think this is just another attempt to demonize the Third Reich.
Yeah, we need some help there. It seems as though they're trying to suggest that, you know, that all control freaks, you know, are they trying to say that all control freaks are gay?
Or secretly gay.
I think it's an uptight American thing, actually, I'm sorry.
You guys invented uptight,
We may have invented uptight, but, you know, in terms of sexuality, you could ask most American gays is that in Europe, people are much more comfortable. They're much more comfortable with bisexuality and exploring, you know, sexual identity and how we're like 20 years ahead
of America in gay openness in Europe. Maybe as individuals, but I mean, culturally, I think the people that are involved in that culture are very uptight. Well, there's another article in the paper about British people being unable to assess or even talk about impotence.
That's the men. That's about men being uncomfortable, and they can't even mention it to their wives,
What do they have to mention? I mean, the wife already knows. It's about men being uncomfortable, because women are going, what, again? With this? What's wrong with you? Are you gay? And then you're saying that maybe that's, you know, they're very comfortable with that part of it all.
They're comfortable with being impotent.
They're uncomfortable with being impotent.
Not that maybe they're uncomfortable with being impotent. What's the big deal?
Nothing, apparently.
So this documentary actually was shown on television?
Shown on Cinemax. The Hidden Führer, debating the enigma of Hitler's sexuality.
Well, maybe if he had been able to act on it. That's one of those interesting sort of ideas in terms of psychology, that if people had been more comfortable, you know, if he had been able to enact his homosexuality and not be uncomfortable with it or hide it or be angry about it, maybe the world history would have been completely different. A lot of people think that, or not a lot of people, I read an article about Leo Strauss, who is the philosophical father of people like Wolfowitz and Pearl, that the reason he became so embittered was that Hannah Arendt, another philosopher, wouldn't date him. So, you know, you start to think like...
It's all about bitterness. Listen to this letter.
Don't got
to
tell me.
Well, you know, there's a quote from a letter here that Hitler's best friend, August Kabizek, got letters from Hitler before he was Führer, saying this: I cannot endure it when you consort and converse with other young people. I demand exclusivity.
Wow. And what kind of relationship would that be? I mean, he can't even use proper language. That's not very romantic. I demand exclusivity.
I think that's just how it translates from the German. You know how it's always so...
German's a little harsh.
Yeah, it always sounds kind of...
I demand exclusivity. You are mine.
Vorsprung-Durchtechnik.
Are you sure Linda Stasi's not just playing an April Fool's joke 19 days late, Stacey, whatever? Is it 19 days late or something? Am I missing something here?
There were reports about this in the European papers over the weekend.
About the Hitler gay thing?
Yeah, and here's what Hitler's best friend wrote about him. Make sure you're sitting down. He lay down naked on the cloth and I wrapped him up. He was greatly amused by the adventure. The whole romantic conclusion pleased him greatly.
Is that the same as a happy ending? The romantic conclusion?
It's more like I gave my excuses and left. I mean,
What are they saying? Did they consummate? I mean, isn't it really hard to picture Hitler naked rolling around in a blanket? Like a little Hitler?
Wait. There's two paragraphs in here that make me doubt whether this... I just have to wonder. When Hitler was arrested early on in his career, he shared a cell with Rudolf Hess, known at the time as Fräulein Anna.
Come on, is that a story?
They were reprimanded by the prison warden for running around naked and not maintaining decorum. Oh. One scholar maintains that they were merely shirtless.
Oh, man.
This doesn't sound like anything remotely real.
Well, if you've ever seen a British boarding school, it's absolutely real. It's kind of mild, I would say.
Is the gay community going to...
single guys together.
Yeah, but this wasn't a boarding school. This was prison.
Right. Same thing, single sex, living too close together, sharing dormitories, bad food.
This could change
cold
everything.
Cold showers.
At this point, the only thing the Nazis contributed to the sort of subversive gay community are, you know, some like S&M costumes and whatnot. Now, I wonder if the gay community is going to embrace the idea of a gay Hitler.
Yeah, sure. only in the gay parade. But it does speak to something that someone who is such kind of twisted, sick individual in world history as Adolf Hitler, that there is this fascination, the speculation about his sexuality, as if somehow we can explain his you know, horrible actions as if they were something to do with self-loathing.
You're saying that, like, you know, it's not a means to dismiss anything. Like, he killed 10 million Jews because he was frustrated that he couldn't have...
But it's something that, it's something that people are trying to understand, yeah. How someone could be so evil. Is it all about sexual repression? I mean, I don't really understand the fascination with Hitler's sexuality, but I do think there's some kind of quest to try and figure out...
The pathology
why, yeah,
of
exactly,
powerful
the sick
people.
Pathology of how why he did this.
Of evil.
Of evil.